Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Christian Talk with Betty. This is a Christian podcast where faith, inspiration, and meaningful conversations come together. And of course, I am your host, Elizabeth. Thank you so much for tuning in. Like, I feel like I've been introducing this podcast the same way all this while. But I've actually not thought about changing it. I've not thought about what else to say, you know, or how else to introduce this podcast show. So it's all right. Anyways, welcome. And I really want to appreciate all of my listeners. Thank you for always tuning in to listen. And I want to say a very big thank you to all those who have followed this show. If this is your first time here, you're highly welcome. May the Lord bless you. Thank you for tuning in. And I really want you to please support this show, this podcast, channel or show, I don't know, by following. Yes. And each of the episodes you listen to, I really want you to like, comment, like, let me know your thoughts. Let me know what you feel about each episode and also share. That is as well important. Thank you once more for tuning in. So let's just go right into what we have today. And of course, I'm going to be concluding this topic that I've been on for like 2 weeks now. I think this is the third week on this topic, distinct and devoted. So in part one, I talked about what it means to be distinct and also devoted as Christians, to be different in this world that we are. You know, we read in the Bible that we are in this world but not of this world, which means that we of course live in this world together with the worldly and secular people, but we've got to be different as Christians. We've got to be different as children of God. Something that distinguishes us when we are together with, you know, all the secular, worldly people. Something has to set us apart. Something has to, you know, be different about us that people can say, oh, this person, you get what I'm trying to say. So we've been talking about that. And I talked about what it means in part one. Part two, I talked about the implications of not being different as Christians from the Word of God, like from the Bible. I talked about I gave some biblical standpoints to them, biblical backups, biblical backups for, yeah, the implications of not being different as Christians. So today, in part two, I talked about the implications of not being different as Christians. What the Word of God has said to not being different as Christians. I talked about that as well. And lastly, today I'm going to be talking about the practical steps to being different as Christians. Practical steps. Okay, now you know why it is important we're different. You know the implications of not being. Then the next question would be, okay, how exactly can I be different? How exactly can I be distinct and devoted? So that is exactly what I'm going to be talking about in part three. So before I share the five steps that I wrote down here, I want us to please pray. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for another opportunity in your presence. We thank you for a time like this. We say be thou exalted in the name of Jesus. Thank you for this podcast show. Thank you for every of my listeners, every of my followers. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for their lives. Be thou exalted in the name of Jesus. Thank you for this topic that we've been talking on for a while now. Thank you for the understanding that you've given us beyond what I could say. Thank you for the understanding you've given my listeners, your listeners. Thank you for the understanding that you have even given me as well. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Be thou exalted in the name of Jesus. And Father, as we are about to dive into another part of your word, we pray that you give us understanding and wisdom in the name of Jesus. Beyond how I can even explain, I pray you're going to give the listeners, every of my listeners understanding and wisdom in the name of Jesus. I decrease for you to increase in the name of Jesus. And I pray that I'm not going to be speaking my words, but your words in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Yeah. So I'm going to be sharing 5 practical steps to being different as Christians. And I pray that it's definitely going to bless your lives. And I really want your mind to be here. Like, I really want you to be genuine about this. And I really want you to write them down. It's not actually something that you're unaware of. It's something we know. It's something we've probably listened or even read. But you know, there is always a need to remind ourselves of something very important. Especially as Christians, we need to remind ourselves so that we can know how important it is for us to cultivate that habit, or the reason we have to just do exactly what we need to do. So I just want to say this before I even continue, or before I start talking about the 5 practical steps that I wrote down here, is that some people might be wondering why I had to split this particular topic into 3. But I really hope some people would understand. It's actually because I don't want the episode to be too long. You get? I don't want it to be too long, like recording an hour podcast or something. Like, I really don't want that. I just wanted it to be short. Even short, I was still recording like 18 or is it almost 20 minutes podcast. It's not like, I know you will listen, of course, by the special grace of God, you will listen, but then I didn't want it to be too long. Like, I wanted to split it into 3, so it's something you can just listen to on the go, you can just listen to conveniently without getting tired. That's exactly why. So, number one, practical steps to being different as Christians. Number one thing you should do if, of course, you want to be different, you want to be distinct, you want to be devoted. I've just surrendered my life to Christ and I realized that I really need to be different. Some things need to be changed about me. How exactly, or what are the steps to take? Number one is to renew your mind. Renew your mind. Renew your mind. This is not new. It's not something new to you. You're not just hearing this for the first time. Romans 12 verse 2. Of course, that is that is an evergreen scripture. It's a scripture we're all familiar with, but I'm just going to read it again, and I'm reading in NLT version. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. You see, renewing your mind is just like giving your thought process a fresh start. It's just like giving your thought process a makeover that is, of course, inspired by God's wisdom. And this is not about you erasing who you are per se. It's not about you, I don't really know how to put it, but it's not about you erasing yourself or who you are, but it's about aligning the way you think. Aligning your thoughts with the truth and goodness that is found in God's word. Something that the word of God does for us is that it changes us, it guides us, right? So the Bible says that let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. So when God starts to transform you, when God starts to work over you, your thinking or your thought process is going to change. The way you think will not be a worldly kind of way. It's going to be in a godly way. So the way you see things, the way you think about things will definitely change when you allow God to transform you. How exactly do you renew your mind? How exactly do you allow God to transform you? Number one is when you consistently study and read the Word of God. Yes, this is something very important. The Word is very important, the Word of God, because that is our manual. It is our manual for life. It is filled with teachings, stories, principles that, of course, guides us. Now, when I'm talking about manual, that reminds me of an experience I had when I got a product. I can't really remember what product. I got something very new that I haven't used before. And before I even got it, I didn't make any research on it. I just got it because I really needed it at that time. So when I got it, I was now thinking, how exactly am I going to handle this thing without mishandling it and without misusing it? I was like, oh my goodness. But fortunately for me, when I got it, I saw a manual then. I saw a manual there. And I was, of course, happy. I was like, oh, this is really going to guide me. So going through the manual, I was like, oh my goodness, if I didn't mean there was no manual there, I would, of course, spoil it. I would mishandle it. I would misuse it because I do not have any understanding or any, I don't know how to, you know, just use it well. So I checked through the manual and I read it thoroughly, and it guided me on how to use that product in the way it should be used. And I, of course, enjoyed it. That is exactly what the Word of God does to us. 2 Timothy 3 verse 16. I'm reading in NLT also. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. Verse 17, which is of course the last verse, God uses it to prepare and equip his people to do every good work. In other words, we have the Bible like a manual for life. How exactly do you want to navigate this life rightly? How you should, without having a manual, without having a guide, without having something that will guide you, without having someone that will teach you? That is what the Word of God is doing. And if hadn't been that manual was there and I didn't bother to go through the manual, of course I will mishandle that product. I will misuse it and I won't use it correctly, and in no time it will spoil, and that will just be the end. We are in this world, we don't know what to do, we don't know how to just go about it. We need somebody to guide us, to instruct us on how to go about this world, how to navigate this world. And that is what the Word of God, it is God's breathed. That's in KJV version. The Bible says the Word of God, the scripture, it is God's breathed. It is inspired by God. So God has given us that word, not that it should just be there, but to guide us, to make us do what is right. And even when we are doing something wrong, it is still there to correct us, to make us understand that, okay, this is not how we are to do it, and this is exactly how we should do it, and we should just, you know, act on it, change. So the Word of God teaches us, it changes us, it helps us to see things in a different way and in the right way, and to go in that right way. That is exactly what the Word of God does. So you have to give yourself to the study of the Word of God, because when you don't read it, whatever you do, you don't even know if it is right or not. You just feel like, I am doing it because some people are doing it, or because I just want to do it. You don't even, if they ask you why you are doing this, you don't even have a concrete reason, or probably it's just because of one flimsy reason. But when you're doing something according to the Word of God, it's because you've given yourself to the study of that word and you've allowed it to change you. Yes. When you don't study the Word of God, you don't know what is there. You don't know how to. You don't even know what the word is against. Even when you know, you don't care because you don't even study. You don't allow it to shape you. So the first thing is that you have to consistently study the Word of God. You have to pray consistently as well. That is how you renew your mind. You pray without ceasing. Jesus said in Luke 18 verse 1, men ought to always pray and not to faint. And also Paul said, pray without ceasing. Don't stop praying. It is a communication with God where you get to talk to God, ask God, okay, God, how do you want me to go about this? How do you want me to do this? How do you want me to live my life? What is your purpose? You get to ask God and you get to listen to what he has to say as well. Praying is not just about, God, give me this, give me that. I used to say that a lot of times. There are times you just want to stay in that prayer and like, okay, God, I want to know you. I want to know how to go about this world. I want to know how to work in this world. I want to know how to do things, how to talk, how to dress, how to eat, how to do everything in your way. I don't want to follow trends. So you pray consistently. You pray, you study the word of God. These two things goes hand in hand. You cannot separate them. And also meditation. When I started meditating, it has really helped the word of God to so much soak into me, to so much sink into me so deeply. And that's one thing I love so much about meditating. It allows the truth from the scripture to sink deep into your consciousness. It allows you to just think so deep, not just memorizing. When you study the word of God and you allow it to just, you know, sink deeply into your consciousness, that when you are even in your office, in school, wherever you are, that word is still coming to you, and you know, you're still meditating, thinking on it, allowing it to shape you, allowing it to correct your perspective and your thought process. Meditation. And when you study the word of God consistently, when you pray, when you allow meditation, it transforms you. It transforms your thought patterns. Shifts your perspective and it gives you a positive change. Now, let me state this, that being different actually is not something that happens instantaneously. It's not something that happens, you know, like today I am a bad girl and tomorrow I am just that good, like completely. No, it's not about perfection. It's a gradual process. That is why I said you have to stay consistent. As you are being consistent, it changes you every day, every minute, every hour, as you're giving your mind and your heart to it. I remember when my sister was talking about me to my mother. I think recently my mother just told me, and she was like, okay, my sister was just saying that, wow, there a lot of things has changed about me. Now, this is not to say that I am already perfect. There are still a lot of ways I'm still trying to work on myself, that the Holy Spirit is still helping me to work on, you get. But something is now visible about me that has changed. So there has to be something that is changing in you. And that is what happens to you when you renew your mind by praying, studying the word of God, and meditating on the word of God. It changes your perspective. It shifts your perspective. It changes your thought patterns. And it gives you it gives you a positive change in your life. Number two, practical steps to being different. Number two is seek intimacy with God. Seek intimacy. You have to come to that point where all that matters to you is God, relationship with God. Because when your relationship with God is deepened and you're so much into it, like you so much care about that relationship with God, it helps you hear God. You know what He wants from you. We can still link it to this, you know, renewing your mind. Because there is no how you want to seek intimacy with God without praying and studying the word of God. So seek intimacy with God. The Bible says, draw near to me and I will draw near to you. So you might want to draw near to God, but when there are a lot of things that are getting in your way, you have to do away with those things. But God is not saying that you should do away with them before you come to Him. You go to Him with those things and He helps you to do away with them. But you have to be willing to draw closer to Him. He is not far from you. You are far. So you have to seek intimacy with God. Number three is to guard your speech. Ephesians 4 verse 29. I'm reading an NLT version. Don't use foul or abusive language. Let everything you say be good and helpful, so that your words will be an encouragement to those who hear them. So it's not about, I know myself that before, I don't care about what comes out. Let me just say anything. Let me just say the way I want. Not the way it should be, but the way I want. Let me follow trends. What people are saying, what is trending, the slang that is trending now. You have to think about, is this something that glorifies God? That is how you can, you know, begin to effect change in your life. That is how you can begin to be different when you are not saying the things that the worldly people are saying, because you know that it cannot in any way be linked to the word of God. It is not found in the word of God. This is not what God wants me to. Each time I say something that does not bring glory to God, I always feel it in my, like, I always feel it in me that, oh, I'm not supposed to do that. Oh, these babies, forgive me, I don't want to say this again. Guard your speech. Let your speech be filled with grace. Don't use foul or abusive languages. You see what I say now? That the Bible is a manual. It teaches us. Number four is choose your company wisely. You want to be different, but you are amidst people that like 99.9% of your friends are just these worldly people. It's not going to be easy for you. It's not going to be easy for you to do away with foul languages. It's not going to be easy for you to study your word. It's not going to be easy for you to pray. Choose your company wisely. Have Christian friends around you, godly friends around you. This is not to say that probably, like, maybe your ungodly friends, you have to say that blah blah, you are doing away with them or something. It's not really like doing away with them. It's you being careful about who you choose to really walk with and associate yourself with. When things about you begins to change, of course it should flow to your other ungodly friends, right? Choose your company wisely. The Bible says bad company corrupts good manner, and it's now something we say. Yeah, bad company corrupts good manner, bad company corrupts good manner. It's true. I don't care if you have a good character. If I don't see it, like, if I don't see that good character of yours, it's as though as... So choose your company wisely. Number five, which is the last one, stand firm in faith. Ephesians 6 verse 13. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor, so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will be strong. Then after the battle, you will still be standing firm. Now, this is it. You being different, or the journey of you being different and being distinct as Christian, is not something that comes easy, let me tell you. And there are times you're going to face challenges, you're going to face trials. There are times it's not going to be easy for you. There are times you find yourself in a situation where you are forced to say something, to use an abusive language or a foul word. But you need to understand that no matter how challenging this feels, no matter how challenging it is for me to remain different or to stand out, I have to. It might be, you have to understand that it will be challenging, it will be difficult, but you have to stand firm in faith. Because even Jesus said that in this world we are going to face tribulations. In other words, as you want to be different as a Christian in this world, you are going to face trials, you are going to face tribulations. But you have to stand firm. You have to stand firm. You have to put on the whole armor of God. You have to be rooted in the word of God. You have to be rooted in prayer, so that you will be able to resist the enemy in time of evil. So that you'll be able to resist that urge to use foul languages. So that you'll be able to resist the devil. The Bible says that resist the devil and he will flee. When you resist it, something is definitely going to happen. That devil will flee. That urge will go away, even when it is not easy. You have to stand firm in faith. Equip yourself. Equip yourself for that battle, because it will come. It is not a physical fight. It is a spiritual one. And the full armor of God includes truth, righteousness, the gospel of peace, faith, salvation, and of course the word of God. So you have to stay rooted in the word of God. You have to understand that yes, these things will come. But yes, I still have to stand firm in faith, because you know what you are chasing after. Yes, and this brings me to the conclusion of this episode. Being different as Christians is something very important. When you say, "I received the life of Christ," it's not just in your words we should know, but in your deeds, in your actions, in your words, in the way you think, through the friends you keep, everything about you. But it's not something that happens instantaneously. It's not something that just happens suddenly. It takes time. Process. It's a gradual process. And you have to give yourself to that process. Study the word of God continually. Pray continually. Flee from every unrighteousness. Flee. Resist the devil. It will flee. You will face challenges. You will face you. People will mock you. People will laugh at you. But yeah, you have to stand firm. You have to know that, yes, I just want to be different. I don't want to be a friend with this world, because friendship with the world is enmity with God. And I really hope that this episode has blessed you one way or the other. This is a really long episode, but I pray that you're going to listen to it and that the Lord will give you more understanding beyond how I can actually explain this. The Lord will grant you understanding and wisdom in Jesus' name. Thank you so much once again for tuning in. And if really this episode has really blessed you in one way or the other, I really want you to drop your comments. Maybe there is another thing you want to add to it or remove. I don't know. Let me see your comments. Like, and also please share to your other platforms. Share to your, you know, friends, enemies. You know, just share. Let people also listen to this. And please, if you have not followed this podcast show, I really want you to support me by following. Thank you so much. And until next time, stay blessed. Yes, yes, yes. I know it's been a while. It's been a long while that, you know, I uploaded another episode on Christian Talk with Betty. I am so sorry for anyone who is, you know, who has been expecting, because I got like about 2 people or so that, you know, sent me a message that, "What's up, Elizabeth, about your podcast? Aren't you doing it again?" And I'm like, of course I am still doing it, but you know, I'm just being careful. I'm just being, whatever I want to drop, I just want to be sure that, yes, I know what I am saying. And, you know, so it's not like I just want to be dropping every day, you get. But then this is not to say I don't want to be consistent. Consistency is really, really important. But then I am so sorry that I've not been dropping, you know, new episodes lately. So welcome to another episode of Christian Talk with Betty. My name is Elizabeth, as you all know, and welcome. How have you been? How is everything? I guess I should just ask. Today, I just want to talk about something very important to me. Like, it's just some talks. Let me just put it like that. You know, this is Christian Talk with Betty. So, yeah, it's just some talks. So, I don't really intend to make this episode very long. But whichever way, just please listen till the very end. And if this is your first time listening to my podcast, you're very welcome. This is Christian Talk with Betty. Welcome. This is where we just talk about all things Christian, you know, talk about spiritual growth, talk about all things Christian. And it was just, you know, recently that it dropped on my mind, and I'm like, okay, let me share it with people. Yeah, I know I drop or I upload some short videos on my TikTok, on my Facebook, and also on my Instagram, but I just felt like this is a really deep talks, and because I wouldn't want to just film something very too long to just upload on my Instagram, I feel like, okay, this will be very good for a podcast. And yeah, that's why I just decided to make it a another episode on my podcast channel, and I pray that God will grant you wisdom. I feel like I've been talking too much. Let me just go right into the biz, into the talk. So yeah, this is as a form of encouragement to anyone out there whose spiritual life has probably not have been fireful. Like, you've not really been that fire have not really been burning as before, and I just want to share an experience of mine. So lately, or let me just say recently, I've had moments that I feel weak spiritually, and I'm talking in the sense that my alone time with God has dwindled, my time with God has really dwindled, I mean drastically. This is not to even talk about my devotion, like my morning devotion and my night devotion has really been there, has really been flowing, but I'm talking about my, you know, during my day, like, that I used to have time to even, you know, speak with God, to hear from Him, to just get in the Word and just study, or to meditate, or to just, you know, to just stand in His presence and just listen to Him talk. There are times that I'm even in the bathroom and, you know, I'm just meditating on scripture. I'm just meditating. I'm just thinking about God's goodness. I'm just thinking about everything. I'm just asking Him things on my mind. I'm just, you know, talking to Him every now and then. And suddenly, all these things just stopped. And all I do was just to wake up in the morning and just do my morning devotion as per. Okay, I don't want to miss that. And because, of course, you know, in the house we used to have our morning devotion, but personally I do have my morning devotion as well. So most time, I mean, during that time, I'll just, you know, after the general morning devotion, I'll just get in the Word, like the verse of the day. You know, I use YouVersion. I really love that app. So I'll just check the verse of the day. I have a Bible plan, and I'll just, you know, skim through and just, you know, glance through it, and I'm done. I don't usually stay in the Word and just meditate on it. I don't usually do as I used to do before. And this actually came to my mind recently, and I felt like, wait, let me just talk about this. I feel like this is just a normal thing. It is not normal to allow you to, you know, stay for a longer period of time that you now get back to what Jesus has saved you from. That's not what I am talking about. I'm just talking about there are some times you don't just feel like, I want to do this that I've been doing before. But here is just what I want to say. There was a particular day that, you know, I just, you know, did the normal thing I used to do, like when I started getting weak in the spiritual things, and you know, I just glanced through my Bible, I just came through, you know, I just did everything rush, and immediately I took a nap. And by the time I, you know, got up, I just, you know, took my phone and I was on social media, I was on Instagram, just scrolling. And most of the times what I consume on my social media, on YouTube, on Facebook, on Instagram, are Christian content. And this time around, as I was seeing this Christian content, and you know, it is what you feed, I mean, it is what you watch most of the time on your social media platforms, that, you know, that you get to see more of them. You get, so as I was seeing this Christian content, I was getting so irritated, and I was just taking them away. I was taking those sermons, those, you know, just Christian content, I was just taking them away. And I got to a particular video, it was a comedy, and you know, I was so happy. I just stood there and I, you know, I watched it completely. In fact, I replayed, I watched it, and immediately the Holy Spirit told me something, that way, is it that my words now irritate you, or you don't want to hear anything that pertains to me anymore? And immediately I was like, oh my God. Immediately I had to just, you know, switch off my phone, and I just got on my knees. I went straight into my bedroom, and I just, you know, said, Holy Spirit, please forgive me, what have I done? And immediately it just dawned on me that yes, I have been, you know, scrolling away Christian content. I haven't had time to spend with God anymore. You know, most of the times at night I wake up, and sometimes I don't even pray. Sometimes all I do is just to sit on my bed and just to, you know, speak to God, and just to, you know, consecrate my heart, and just to meditate on His Word, and meditate on His goodness upon my life, and just to stand in His presence, to hear what, to listen to what He has to say to me, and, you know, to just have that alone time with God. And recently I realized that I've just been sleeping all through the night. I don't even have, the Bible says we are not, you know, ignorant of the devices of the enemy. So I know it's the devil at work, and maybe it's not even the devil, maybe it's me that, you know, I've just been, you know, been relenting, or it's me that I've just been lazy in the place of, you know, prayer, studying the word of God and all. So what I just want to say to you is just to encourage you that maybe you have experienced this as I have, because let me tell you the truth, alone moment with God, you know, your relationship with God is so, like, I mean, it's really interesting, but then there are times you just feel like, oh, I'm tired, I'm weak, I don't want to do this. But something the Holy Spirit brought to my mind again, which I want to share with you, is that when you're sick, you don't, because you're sick, you don't want to eat, even though the appetite to eat is not there. Like me, whenever I'm sick, the appetite to eat is not always there. I'm always being begged to eat. But yeah, you have to eat so that the medicine, the drugs you're going to take will work on your body, will work on your health, or whatever the issue is with you. So if you don't eat, you won't really have that energy. You won't even get healed immediately, or how do I even put it? When you don't eat, the drugs you're taking will not work on your body. It will even harm you, right? So you have to force yourself to eat. You've not been sick and say that, oh, for a whole week or for the whole moment of that sickness, you won't eat. It's not possible, else you will die. So also, you don't say because you're tired or because you're sick, you don't want to study the word of God, you don't want to hear from God, you don't want to eat your spiritual food, because you know it will harm you. It will harm your spirituality, it will harm your, you know, your physical and even your spiritual self. And it's the truth. Except I am fasting, there is no day I go like for hours without eating. There are times, okay, I might get in the afternoon and I'm like, oh, I've not eaten, immediately I want to eat. Sometimes I forget I have not eaten. Maybe I've been busy all through and I've been doing something and I'm like, oh, I am so hungry, because I feel that hunger, and I try to fix something to eat. But how many times have I, you know, remembered that I've not even studied the scripture, and I feel immediately to go back to the scripture and read? Can you ask yourself that question? Or you just remember that you've not studied the Bible and you're like, well, God is not that hard, I can do that some other time, I can do that at night, or you postpone it. But you don't do that when you remember that you've not eaten. When you're sick, you don't stop eating, you continue to eat so that the drugs you take or the drugs that have been prescribed for you can work. So even if you're sick, even if you're weak, you still have to get in this word. There is this, you know, this Christian content that I used to see that says, do it tired, do it weak, do it sick, do it energized, do it happy, do it sad. Like, study the scripture when you're sad, study it when you're weak, study it when you're tired, study it when you're happy, when you're not happy. Just do it anyway. Don't stop. Don't allow any circumstance to make you stop getting in the word of God, or to make you stop meditating, or to make you stop praying or speaking to God. The Bible says that the devil is like a roaring lion. I mean, the devil is going about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, which means that he never sleeps, he never relents, he never, you know, take a nap or say, I just want to relax. No, he's always going about, And, you know, there is this, let me just state this scenario. I remember a time that, you know, I was somewhere one day and I was passing through a neighborhood and I saw a wall that has cracked, and, you know, there is a lizard coming. The lizard had to, you know, pass through that hole, pass through that cracked wall. And something actually dropped on my mind that time, that if you, as spiritual as we are, as children of God, we have to just be complete. This is not to say that you're going to be perfect. Like I said, it is just normal that you feel weak, that you don't just feel like praying, but you don't have to allow it to now become part of you. You don't have to now see it as normal. You don't have to now see it as something that has to happen. No. When you allow a hole, or when you allow your spiritual life to just crack a little bit, the devil finds that little space to just penetrate and to just spoil the whole thing. And you don't want that. Yes. That is when you start to think about ungodly things. That is when you start to think about things you shouldn't even think on. That is when you start to feed on things you shouldn't feed on. That is when you start to speak things you shouldn't speak. When the Bible says that let your speech be seasoned with grace, you start to forget the, you know, verses of the Bible that has been building your life for a long time. You start to, you know, drastically, you just start to forget. You start to just do all these evil things like before. It's because you've allowed your wall, you've allowed your spiritual wall to just crack. I don't really know how to put that. I just want to say this, that yes, there are times you feel tired to get in the Word of God or to pray or to meditate or to just spend time with God. But yeah, those times, we have to still get in the Word. That is why we have to constantly pray. You see, this is just to show that we are humans. This is just to show how much we are dependent on God. You can't serve God alone. You can't serve Him alone, my dear. This is why we have to consistently and constantly pray that God, help me to serve you. Help me not to get tired of serving you. Help me not to stop. Yeah, times of, you know, there are times that some things happen to us that we don't expect. Maybe we've prayed about some things and, you know, it didn't just happen and we're like disappointed and we're like, oh, no, God, I didn't expect you to do this to me. I prayed and you're like, for a month, I'm not even going to pray. Yeah, there are times like that. But we have to pray that God, even when I am disappointed, even when my prayers are not answered the way I expected, even when things are not, you know, when I don't even have any reason to do all of these things, help me to still study your Bible. Help me to still study my Bible, rather. Help me to still pray. Help me to still, you know, fix my gaze, my eyes, my focus on you. Help me not to stop. We have to constantly incorporate this prayer in our, you know, prayer request. This is to show our dependence on God, and this is to show how much we are humble and how much we are, you know, saying that we are depending on God, that we cannot help ourselves. Yes. So I just like to stop here. This is just what the Holy Spirit ministered to me, and I just feel like, okay, putting this out there, and I really hope this has encouraged somebody today. I pray that the Holy Spirit will grant you the wisdom to just understand everything I said. I might not have said it in, you know, a more touche or a more detailed or a more fancy way, but I just want to speak it as it's coming to. I didn't even write anything down. I didn't even, you know, point and make any point or whatever. This is just my Bible and me recording this. Just speaking it as it is coming to my mind, that yes, you might feel tired, you may be weak, you may be sick, but do it either ways. Do it sick, do it like study the Word of God every time. Don't give room for the devil. Give no room for him. You've never been sick of watching comedy. You've never been sick and tired of, you know, sitting and watching movies and watching the latest movies and, you know, doing all this nonsense. You've not been tired of coming online. You've not been tired of, you know, getting on social media. You've not been tired of checking out trending things, trending news. So why should you be tired of the Word of God? You see, all these things seem like, oh, they are the easy to do. Let me tell you, even the Word of God is easy to read, is easy to do. Things of God are easy to do. Let that be your mindset. Even when they are not easy, let your mindset be spiritual things are easy to do. Listening to God is easy. You know, meditating is easy. Studying the Word is easy. Yes. God really do not want us to, you know, at any point break or say we want to take a nap or we want to take a break. No, you don't take a break from the Word of God. You don't take a break from spiritual things. The things you should take a break from is social media, is your gossiping, whatever, is your, you know, you watching movies. Those are the things you should take a break from, not from the Word of God, not from things of God. And I pray that the Holy Spirit will help us in Jesus' name. Yes, we are humans, we'll feel tired at some point, but that is where we need God's help. And I pray that it will help us in Jesus' name. We will never go back to our vomit in Jesus' name. We will never go back to those things that Jesus Christ has saved us from in Jesus' name. We will continue to move forward in our spiritual things. We will continue to move forward in studying the word, in praying, in having spending time with God, in hearing God, in meditating on the word of God in Jesus' name. We will never be tired. And even when we are tired, the Lord will enable us with the strength to keep going in Jesus' name. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for listening. I said I don't intend to make this episode very long, but this is 18 minutes or almost 20 minutes already. I am so sorry. I just really hope you're going to listen to the very end. And I pray that God bless you. Please, if you have not subscribed to this channel, if you have not followed my podcast channel, please do well to, you know, follow and help me to share so that, you know, this can actually help my channel to grow and to reach more people that really need to hear this. Let people hear this too. If you really found this very inspiring and encouraging, please help me to share. And if you've not followed, please follow, share. Drop your comment. Let me hear your thoughts about this episode. Thank you so much once again, and until next time, stay blessed.